This Sunday, John Oliver is back with the latest season of Last Week Tonight on HBO. The show is a hilarious look at current events, and it's not afraid to take on big, complicated subjects. Drones, net neutrality, the NSA. Oliver even got an interview with Edward Snowden last year. And he told me facts are always the backbone of the show.
Lots of people pitch, and then we'll generally, if we're interested in something, give that to a researcher to find out if there is a story there. You know, if the story is accurate, if it's been reported accurately, and if we're confident in it, then we'll start building foundations on which to write stupid jokes.
Our main story tonight is income inequality. A good way to figure out which side of it you're on is whether you're currently paying for HBO or stealing it. Last December, some of you laughed a little too hard at that.
The show has a lot in common with The Daily Show on Comedy Central. John Oliver used to be a correspondent there. And for one summer, while Jon Stewart was away, he got to host the show. Oliver says that summer was kind of like the trial run for Last Week Tonight.
There were a couple of stories that we did that were slightly different than what we would normally do at The Daily Show. There was one on aluminum price fixing.
And super there was one fascinating. On
this... That's right. Just, it writes itself.
It does.
You're already chuckling.
Like
you're just joking a joke
on
at that point.
Right? That's right.
And we liked the idea of kind of using the skills that we had learned from working with Jon Stewart for so long to some longer form stories, some things that were not where we're not reacting so much to the news cycle, and we were more looking at single issue stuff.
I want to talk about one episode in particular, and this is the show about televangelists.
Oh, okay.
What made you decide to tackle this subject?
Well, it feels, you know, televangelism feels like a relic of the bouffant-haired 1980s.
I think watching it, I was kind of like, really, still?
Exactly. So, there were those high-profile scandals, but lots of those people on the receiving end of those scandals are still operating. Mm-hmm. And there's also this concept of seed faith, which has been misinterpreted by some of these preachers and pastors to basically mean that they can offer an investment scheme whereby you send money to them and they promise that you are seeding the ground and will receive riches in the future, which you would think is dancing pretty close to the legal line.
By suggesting that if you send us your money, you're actually investing and getting some sort of return.
But you can absolutely do that. You can promise that. And not only that, but you can operate without any tax liabilities because the IRS does not investigate churches. So it's like, it's one thing to, in theory, say to people, you can make these promises and you can take people's money and there are no consequences to that. But we wanted to show that in practice, you can actually do it. So we could, on TV, say, give us your money. You will get more money in return. And we could take people's money and not be taxed on it. And it was like showing the proof of concept, really, that this seems to be a problem.
Right. You created a church.
We created a church.
What was it called?
It was called Our Lady of Perpetual Exemption.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to Our Lady of Perpetual Exemption. I am your mega reverend. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Your mega reverend and CEO, John Oliver. And can I tell you, I am so blessed.
And my wife, so Wanda Jo, who was played by Rachel Dratch.
Yes.
She and I each week screamed at people to give us their seed.
Wanda Jo, I have heard the word of prophecy tonight.
Hallelujah! What did it say, my John?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you, my Wanda. It says the viewers at home must plant a seed.
A seed! Mm. An almighty seed!
Yes.
Preferably in the form of cash, although we do take checks.
And they did, to the tune of $70,000 in single dollar bills.
And so then what did you do with the money?
What did we took it from people.
Right.
We took that money.
Yes. And then what did
we
you
took
do
it,
with
which we're allowed to do, and then we asked for more.
You proved the point.
Which we could do, and then we got more, and then we kept asking for more, and all of this is inexplicably okay.
Right. What did you do with it after that?
We gave it away. We gave it to Doctors Without Borders.
And so then what? And then what happened to the church?
The church, I guess, is lying dormant until we decide to pick it up again. So I think if we ever want another $70,000, we can just start asking for money.
This episode and other episodes that you do get at a really big question for your show. Like, is this journalism? Is it investigative journalism?
No.
Hmm.
There's a pretty simple answer to that. No, it is not. No, we're a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
So everything we do is in pursuit of comedy.
I mean, you're dealing in fact.
Of course, though, but you can't build jokes on sand. You can't be wrong about something, otherwise that joke just disintegrates. So that's why it's most important. Now, that's a lesson I've learned from Jon Stewart at The Daily Show. You try and be as rigorous as you can in terms of fact-checking, because your responsibility is to make sure that your joke is structurally sound.
Right, but there's a lot of people out there telling great jokes and not tackling the issues that you are tackling.
But that's a different question. Like, in terms of making sure that the things that you're making jokes about are rooted in fact, that is one thing. Now, in terms of what we talk about, then that's just kind of a choice. It's confusing to me somehow that the fact that this is often the line of questioning that people want.
Because we're all journalists and we're all
yeah,
totally
but I don't
paranoid.
Know why you, I don't know you want it to be. Yeah, it almost makes me feel like when people say, "Oh, but this is journalism," it almost makes me feel like, "Am I a terrible comedian? Is this someone saying, well, it definitely isn't comedy. So what is this?" Is it like looking at a sculptor and saying, well, it's not art, so are you trying to build a wall? What exactly are you working on here?
What is the formula, in your mind? What makes the best stories on your show? What are the key elements?
I don't know. We're 2 years in now, so we're about to start our third year, and we're still changing our process. The scope of what our production is capable of has started to be really exciting. So from the very silly examples, such as making an entire miniature Supreme Court with dogs as the justices, it's just an amazing waste of HBO's resources. Or trying to get an effective interview with Edward Snowden about incredibly complicated things, both of which we did last year, and both of which are kind of equally fun in different ways and equally challenging.
So your ambitions are to keep your ambitions just as broad as that?
Yeah, I think so. It's like going after the things that seem most complicated, whether that is trying to explain some of the NSA's detailed programs or whether that's putting a cowboy hat on a cat.
That is John Oliver. Last Week Tonight has its season premiere this Sunday. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.